The answer is no. I mean, you'll remember the spectacular resignation of David Longhi, and that looked to be innocent on the face of it until his wife Naomi came out the following week and gave us the real reason for his resignation, and that was the fact that he'd been having an affair. Then you noted, Kerry, that Dona Awatere Huata, of course, Taito Phillip Field, he spent 2 years in jail for bribery and corruption charges. David Garrett, he posed as a dead child, and he got into all sorts of trouble.
What?
And don't forget that Helen Clark sacked half her cabinet.
No. Let's go back.
Who? David Garrett, the ACT MP.
ACT MP.
Got the birth certificate of a dead child.
From a graveyard.
And Aaron Gilmore. Somebody else has reminded me about Aaron Gilmore.
Wine.
Don't you know who I am?
That's it. And, you know, half Helen Clark's cabinet in the first few years had been fired. A lot had been reinstated. David Benson Pope for his activities as a school teacher, being too disciplinarian. Dover Samuels, he was under investigation by the police. He resigned, came back later. Ruth Dyson, drunken driving, she's back. You know, there have been a whole number of them, but I don't think I can recall an MP coming out admitting to having broken the law and then surviving.